Speed Jokes.
Sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Here we go. Thanks for sending in jokes, Big Russ and Dee in Beloit, Wisconsin, and Steve Curran in Sandwich, Illinois. I used to live there, sir. Steve, Mary, and Kent got your jokes. Father Ron in Peru, I was in your town over the weekend. Kathy in Chicago by Midway. Terry in Downers Grove. And Jeff, who teaches second grade at Tiffin Elementary in North Liberty, Iowa, sent us a joke. And Terry in Cuba City, Wisconsin, wrote, "What do you have when you visit Smokey the Bear's brother, Steve, who works third shift in a coal mine?" I don't even know what I just said, Terry. What do you have when you visit Smokey the Bear's brother, Steve, who works third shift in a coal mine? You have a late night with Stephen Colbert. And then he writes, "Oh, shoot, I almost spilled coffee on my laptop, and unfortunately, in the process, my coffee mug hit the floor and shattered. Well, I don't know why I would be telling the benevolent good King John Williams about my unfortunate situation of having no mug for my morning coffee now. What could the wise and wonderful Mr. Williams possibly do about some poor guy sacrificing his coffee mug during the grueling creative process of supplying material for this extraordinarily humorous speed joke segment? Gee, I don't know."
That's an extensive...
Well, that's about all the time we have for speed jokes today. Allison Larson in Crystal Lake wrote, "Hey, King John Williams, I'm using my Speed Jokes coffee mug to hold our dumb suckers. Seems appropriate." We just, she says, "We just dropped our daughter off at college, so here's a college joke. I was so broke in college that I sometimes had to choose between laundry detergent and breakfast. It was all or muffin. I was really struggling to get my wife's attention the other day, so I sat down on the sofa and looked comfortable. That did the trick. What did one DNA say to the other DNA? Do these genes make me look fat?" I think we've seen that one before. Yeah. "According to a recent survey, 7 out of 10 people don't notice when a word in a sentence is replaced by a musical instrument." Kathy reminds us today that it is National Tell a Joke Day. She says, "What do you call a boomerang that doesn't work?" That's a stick. We've told that one before, Kathy, but yeah, it's National Tell a Joke Day. If you think you're smarter than the previous generation, remember this. 50 years ago, the owner's manual of a car showed you how to adjust the valves. Today it says, "Don't drink the battery fluid." It looks pretty good. What do you get when you cross a joke with a rhetorical question? I think my wife... Just pause.
Yep.
"I think my wife is putting glue on my antique weapons collection. She denies it, but I'm sticking to my guns." What's the difference between a cranky 2-year-old and a duckling? One is a whiny toddler, and the other is a
tiny waddler.
What's the difference between an actor and a burnt rodent? One is Chris Pratt, and the other's a
Crisp Rat.
And finally, aren't you glad Speed Jokes National Tell a Joke Day only comes once a year? Why did the Cyclops quit his job teaching at the school?
Well, I've been eyeing this one.
All right, Steve, show off. What have you got?
Well, he became discouraged because he only had one pupil.
Mm-hmm. And finally, a man ran home from work, pulled his wife into the bedroom, threw her on the bed, put the blankets over them. She said, "I haven't seen anything like this in 20 years. He said, "Me neither. Look, my new watch glows in the dark." As we listen to the moon glows in the background, everybody skate to the left. Send your best jokes, please, to John Williams at WGNRadio.com.
I think you just added one to your list of jokes, which people will be asking you to explain.
That wouldn't be joke number 6, would it, Dave?
I don't have the numbers.
What do you get when you cross a joke with a rhetorical question?